Hey there, welcome to The Inner Edge, where I explore insights on wealth, fulfillment, growth, and mastery, sharing lessons and reflections to help you live a life filled with purpose. My name is Shrikar Kara, and this is our first ever episode. A quote that I love, "What you seek is seeking you," Rumi. When we work on our inner world, our outer world starts to reflect that. Or in other words, the life you are living on the outside is in direct correlation with the life you are living on the inside. Sometimes you may feel that the things you seek are impossible to get, but the truth is, you just may not fully be aligned with them yet. When you begin doing the inner work required, all the things that were meant for you will align. Rumi's quote tells us that when we become what we seek, we naturally draw those things toward us. So instead of looking outward, we start by looking inward, and the universe aligns to reflect that. A question to ask yourself. Am I becoming the kind of person I want to attract? Recently, I found myself picturing my future life partner. I imagined her as driven, confident, kind, and fully at ease in who she was. But then I stopped and asked myself, am I showing up with these same qualities? That's when it hit me. How could I expect to attract someone with a 10 out of 10 character if I'm still a 5 out of 10 in some areas? Here's a quick exercise for you. Take a look at the 5 people outside your family that you spend the most time with. Take some time to write down your thoughts about each person and the qualities they bring out in you. As you reflect, remember this. In most cases, the people you are often around mirror the qualities that you yourself are embodying. Once you've reflected, take a moment to imagine your dream life. Picture it in detail. What would you be doing? Who would you spend your time with? What kind of people would surround you? Write this down and then ask yourself, what qualities would I need to embody to attract these people and experiences into my life? Think about how you can start building these qualities right now within yourself. When you align deeply with the values and energy you truly admire, the right people, opportunities, and experiences will naturally begin to flow into your life. Something I've been reflecting on. The life you are currently living is the result of actions you took months or even years ago, and the life you will be living is shaped by the actions you are taking today. If you truly want to change your life, think about what you need to start doing now. It's easy to push things off, to think you'll start tomorrow, but remember, it never gets easier. It's hard to work out and eat right, but it's also hard to have health issues. It's hard to build a business, but it's also hard to work a job that sucks your soul every day. It's hard to pursue a goal, but it's also hard to live with regret your entire life for never trying. Like many others have said before me, you get to pick your hard. Here's a backwards way of looking at it. What you don't do determines what you can do. Tim Ferriss. Every single thing you are doing now is affecting your ability to do something else. Everything is a trade-off. A simple thought exercise. What am I spending my time on that I wouldn't be if I only had a few months left to live? Take some answers with a grain of salt. Some things like chores or work you don't love but you just need to do to make ends meet are just a part of life, unless you're planning to be a nomad. And it's also okay to enjoy unproductive things if they really light you up. But ask yourself, what am I doing now that I know I could replace with something more meaningful? They say it's hard to let go of short-term pleasure until you experience true fulfillment. Think about how family, goals, or a sense of community can feel. How can you bring more of that into your daily life? Remember, every single choice you make is a trade-off. Every activity is taking the place of something else. It's up to you to choose what truly matters in this one life you get. Here's a question for you. What do you most want in your life right now? How can you become the person who attracts that which you seek? And finally, who are some people you can appreciate today? If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate it and review it, and we'll see you in the next one. Thanks for listening.